You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
No, I'm going to watch TV. No, Chewbacca, that's not a plan. No, that's the old Patton Oswalt. It's one of the great skits about the auditions for Star Wars and Nick Nolte auditioning for the role of Han Solo. Or it'll find him before we get done with this segment because he's good at that stuff. This hour of the show, guys, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's talk football, man. What a great game last night.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
All right, man. Last night, Carson Beck, were you pulling for him in the end?
A little bit. I wanted to see a dramatic ending, and we got it. Again, no dog in the fight. I just wanted a great game. At first, it didn't feel like it was going to be. At first, the first half, it just felt like, okay, you know, Ole Miss, they get the field goal. I think it's, 17-13? And then, you know, you're like, okay, where's this going? But Beck was spectacular, Mike, specifically in that last drive. And they're playing for their first title since 01, man.
Right. It's, think about that. All the bad coaches they went through and, you know, all the swagger of the year. By the way, even Michael Irvin was kind of dialing it down a little bit.
He was.
He did his thing with the belt later, but I think somebody in Miami said, Mike, if you could just pretend that you are just a little more mellow because the entire world thinks you basically did a Tony Montana at the end of Scarface here before you came to the stadium. So he kind of dialed it back. Here's how it sounded when Carson Beck picked him up and put him down for the win.
Three receivers bunch to the left. Beck is looking that way. And still looking. Takes off running. Carson Beck with his legs puts Miami on top. What a drive.
Yeah, I said to Carl, drive of his life and really dialed it in. You talked about how accurate he was in the first half. You know, the wide open busted coverage. The Ole Miss secondary was so sketchy. They had to only rush three and drop eight so often. So that just created all those running lanes at the end of the game there for Carson Beck.
Yeah, and look, I didn't think he saw that open up because at first I said he's going to force this. And then it parted like the Red Sea and he runs it in. For me, Mike, defensively, though, Miami is just really good. And by the way, they were out without their big defensive tackle. He got hurt like in the first few plays of the game.
Right. And then they had the targeting play, which they got one of their best defensive backs as well.
Yeah, thrown out. I feel like, again, I'm curious to see what happens tonight. We'll talk more about Indiana and this matchup with Oregon. As we know, a lot of Indiana fans are in town. But Miami's going to be a problem. And they pose some issues, whether it's Oregon or Indiana, as they did for Ole Miss last night. But I thought it was like, If you take away the back-to-back, you know, sacks, this is in the fourth quarter, then they had penalties, and then Ole Miss takes the lead with the field goal, right? Because I think Chambliss, they go down and take the lead. I think it was 3 minutes to play. But if you take some of these moments out and you go, look at how dominant Miami was at times in this game, time of possession, they hurt themselves with penalties, drop interceptions. I just feel like this was – the score was really not indicative of how dominant Miami was. Either way – No SEC teams in the national championship.
Ole Miss, I thought, like, they wanted to go fast because Miami was gassed. And you talked about the injuries, and there were some depth issues at times last night. So they wanted to go fast. I just felt on that last drive, you're snapping the ball with 14. It's kind of like we talk about, if you go back and watch, don't watch it, you'll be very upset. You go back and watch Super Bowl 51, we're not running enough time off the clock. Remember, no. You and I, didn't we add up, it was like 4 minutes and 34 seconds of time?
That's a great
which
point.
Almost gets us across the finish line?
That's right.
So, I mean, it's like, man, you've got to take it all the way down. And I thought that's the one time to start to slow down the clock. Then they get the ball back with no time, and there's no way they're going to make this work. And then two big throws, and they had the one timeout to burn. And here's the ending. Yes, it was pass interference, but no, they don't call it on a Hail Mary.
Very different look on defense from before the timeout. You're right. Chambliss connects the snap. Backpedals, launches to the end zone, broken up, and the Miami Hurricanes head home to play for a championship.
Yeah, look, I get it, and I saw all the fans of, you know, and I understand, because SEC just means more. Even folks who never liked Ole Miss, Georgia fans who just a week ago couldn't stand it, it's pass interference, but you just know it, and I understand it. If you're going to call it in the first minute of the game, why wouldn't you call it in the last seconds of the game? Talk to the refs from the Big Ten, who let everybody get away with a lot of holding last night on both sides.
No, they did, and look, the play, when you slow it down, was there interference in some you know, arms being, you know, holding going on. Yes, but I'm with Mike. You cannot call that on the last play. Like, you're going to let them play, let them decide it. It's like deciding a championship, Mike, with free throws. You can't call that. Let the play play out. Let the guy shoot the ball.
Here's Mario Cristobal on all the haters of the U.
In fact, you say that, but when people, whoever counted us out, they're never part of the equation. They never will be, as long as I'm fortunate enough to be the head coach at Miami. The outside stuff and the noise will never be. The guys inside made a decision. They were kind of coming to work every single day and find a way to bring great energy, great enthusiasm, and be 1-0.
Yeah, man. Look, he's an old lineman, and he's got that lineman's mentality. And if you didn't see it, it was funny. One of his assistant coaches goes to hug him. Get off me! What are you doing? It's like, and he wanted – and by the way, these – can, by the way, can these celebration ceremonies take any? It's not the natty. Yes, you've won the Verbo Fiesta Bowl, and the lady comes out and she's stumbling and bumbling, and then Cristobal's like, "Get me out of here already!" You know, so people are feeling like somehow he's not being like he's just being as genuine as he can be. He doesn't give a crap. He's got work to do. He's got to get ready for either Oregon or Indiana, and I'm with him.
Yeah,
because they're so convoluted, they take forever. ESPN, Katie George reported as far as tonight's game. That Oregon has moved two defensive players to tailback this week in practice because they got, like, no depth right now at running back. Both safety Kilohana Hassenritter and linebacker Brayden Platt have switched over to offense from defense because they had, at one point, one of their, I think it was a fourth guy on their depth chart who wasn't injured, decided to use this week to transfer out.
Wow.
Which is crazy. Isn't that something for the Ducks?
Well, listen, this is one of their concerns. I think their other concern is how do you slow down this Indiana offense, Mike, that just has been, you know, look, they've been dominant. And by the way, I got to say this. That old notion about the Big Ten not being physical, it's not true. Like, whatever this NIL thing has done, Mike, it's also allowed the Big Ten to become a much more physical team. 10 years ago, Mike and I would have this conversation. It wasn't even close. Right. SEC was way more physical than the Big Ten. Not anymore, guys. These are physical football teams that we're seeing, and you saw it even throughout the bowl games. I'm putting that out there to say, like, these aren't going to be finesse teams. Indiana, if you've not watched them,
right,
they beat people up. So we'll see.
All right, man. So how does Oregon run the football?
I don't know if they can.
You know, that's the thing.
I don't know if they can.
Jordan Davidson, he was the guy that was – Day-Day brought this up the other day. He's officially got ruled out earlier in the week. He led the Ducks 15 rushing touchdowns, broke his clavicle, collarbone.
Right.
So he's not going to play. They're down to three healthy running backs. And then you got Mekhi Hughes. Lamar was the guy we talked about yesterday, Jaden Lamar. They hit the portal. They got Noah Whittington. He has led the team in rushing attempts. But you could argue that Davis is a little more explosive in the red zone. So either way, that's an option. And then, you know, what do you think about Indiana getting after more of the quarterback who looked – I mean, I thought they were both teams looked so shaky in the Orange Bowl because both defenses were so good. Red Raiders and the Ducks are really getting after it. But I just think – I think Indiana – I took Oregon, and now I've got buyer's remorse on that. I think Indiana gets it done.
I do too, man. Look, I just feel like when we get to these spots in the season and you go, who's been the best team? I know everybody's talking about the rematch. I don't know if that plays. At the end of the day, you know, you got the best players. You've had the best execution. You've got arguably the best quarterback in college football. Right. Like that's where I'm leaning tonight. And look, Dan Lanning could certainly prove everybody wrong and the Ducks could pull this out. I'm not telling you Indiana's going to beat the hell out of them. It's not going to be 45-3. But if it is, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I do think this will be a close game. And when I say that, within, you know, a score, 6-7 right. potentially. But I just feel like Indiana, this is not a fluke.
No.
This is not a fluke.
No, it was like I crushed Cignetti. Like, oh, this guy, big tough guy, fake tough guy, taking half of, you know, James Madison came with him. It's more than that. And again, everybody's in the transfer portal. Everybody's living that. Okay? One of the big moves for Georgia was Zach Branch, and they don't use him enough. You know, Georgia's not here, guys, because Kirby blew it. I mean, Georgia fans don't want to hear that. Georgia's not here because Kirby blew it. You basically sat on your tuchus before halftime. You could have made it a 16 or an even larger lead, 12-point lead before the half against Ole Miss and put the pressure back on him. Your defense couldn't get Chambliss on the ground, couldn't stop him. Miami's defense is just better than Georgia's. We were talking about that today on our pre-show. I mean, say what you want. I mean, that defense, they built, now, and they bought and paid. Everybody, Carl, has bought and paid for it.
Yes, they have.
And I don't think, and I know we debated this with Mike Griffith from Dog Nation the other day, I think once you're there, there's no, well, you know, we're building a luxury car here. And that was Mike's attitude, that, you know, Kirby's doing this. There is no right way. There's only a way that wins the championship now, right? So the idea that somehow, well, the underclassmen, or, you know, they're going to be better. You get a chance to grab the brass ring, you better take it. And I think, I don't know, would Miami have kicked Georgia's butt? We'll never know. But, I mean, if you're Georgia and you're this close, I'm sorry. Miami's defense was better, and Kirby got outcoached by a guy in his second game as head coach in Pete Golding.
Yeah. Look, Dan Lanning's won 10 or more games since he got there. They've won, what, 8 consecutive games since their loss to Indiana, which is why everybody says, hey, Oregon's feeling it right now. They're on fire. This is you know, mm-hmm. they're playing their best football. But just to give you an outlier here, Indiana outgained Alabama 407 yards to 193. That is dominating them, okay? So I know, again, Alabama fans say, oh, our quarterback got hurt. Go look at the games Indiana has played. Guys, if you didn't watch it earlier this year because it was early in the season, Indiana really dominated Oregon on their own field, Mike.
Right.
They did. So, again, the score sometimes is not indicative of how good they played and what the score maybe should have been. But I just feel like this is their moment. And if they screw it up, because tonight, all of a sudden, Mike, they make all these mistakes they haven't made all season long.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Those, you know, aberrations of turnovers and all these things that they haven't done, they don't make mistakes. And when you do that and you play clean football like this, Mike, this is what you get in Indiana.
Right. So Cignetti, again, a guy who's got experience with Saban. He's got the quarterback. The irony that both Mario Cristobal and Mendoza both went to the same high school down in South Florida.
They're averaging 41 points a game.
Yes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.